Hello, this is Mole speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 9th of September 2017, and this is the 648th Mole Out Loud podcast. You can tell that I haven't podcast for a while. In fact, it was exactly a week ago, and I haven't really spoken to anybody, only in passing until today. Well, until now, until this moment, in fact. I'm reflecting on what the week has been, and I'm still not quite sure where it's going to take me. I've had a really good week, and I really hope that you've had a good week too. That maybe in this podcastless week you've been able to hone in to some quiet time yourselves. I think there's a lot to be learnt from the week that I've just had, and I'm still reflecting on what I've thought about it, what I've gained from it, where it takes me next, which is probably the most important point with it. I'm very, very glad I did it. So that's my main outcome, I think, today. And I have to say the weather has been completely fantastic for this retreat. We've had really cold weather and snow. I've been in the snow on Knock Lofty twice. And this is spring. It's really, really unheard of. And it was quite strange being here in the snow and knowing that a couple of other people who were doing the same retreat from their homes were in Queensland, and they were experiencing 30 degree heats, 28, 29, 30. So there was a 20 degree difference between our places. And I'm very, very, very glad that I was in the colder one, because from now on the challenge is going to be the lighter days and the warmer weather. But I could not have wished for more during the retreat. I'm also aware of how fortunate I am in being able to arrange retreats like this, in that I live alone, and most of my commitments I can say no to, although it's taken a lot of practice to do that, and I'm still not very good at doing that. Something clicked a bit earlier in the year, well, only a couple of months back, really, that what I really want to do is right, and that's taking priority. And so I'm lucky that I can make that choice. So I can't really talk about what I've been doing yet, because it's not settled in my mind properly. The official retreat, or the, when I say official, what I mean is the directed retreat ended on Thursday evening, but a couple of us decided to do another day, and I decided to do another 2 days, because I wanted today to be a day of reflecting on what had happened, and I wanted yesterday to be a continuation of what I'd been doing. I have been reflecting today, but I've also been doing, I've been jigsawing as well, which was, I sort of felt as if I needed to give my brain a bit of a rest. So I just allowed myself to drift a bit. So I haven't done as much reflecting as I'd intended. Maybe tomorrow afternoon I might be able to again. The other thing that I've been doing, because I haven't had my morning commitment at the cafe, it's really interesting how these commitments that are a pleasure, or how these pleasures or reflection times, which is what the going to the cafe first thing in the morning used to be, or had was intended to be, a way of getting out of bed, going somewhere else, being able to think about what I was going to do in the day, and then coming back home as if I was coming into a different space and actually doing it. And of course now, I'm expected there. The teapot's out. People are coming to hear the quiz, and somehow there are these expectations about me being there. And although I really enjoy it as well, I can tell at the moment, I know that one of the things that it's been stopping me doing is walking. And so this week I felt really unhampered by that. I did need to be back about 8 o'clock each morning to check in, so I still needed to kind of be here. The light is, or the dawn is much earlier at the moment. Really, for the next 3 weeks, I guess, until we change our clocks and we lose an hour in the morning. It's light enough to go for a longer walk if I get up in time. And I've been getting up at 6 and going for quite a long walk, longer walks, and also more adventurous walks. I've been going off track and discovering routes. And today I did a really long walk, about 2.5 hours, because there was no check-in at 8, and it was fantastic. I have felt really energized by these walks, rather than exhausted. I think that the tiredness from doing those walks comes when we have our clock changes, because it really means that if I'm going to do something like that, I need to get up at 5, not 6. But my other commitments in the evening are the same time, so I get to bed an hour later, or basically I have an hour's less sleep. So that's trickier to arrange. But anyway, for the next few weeks, I'm really going to make the most of the light and being able to walk. Not my hip held up to it, and my ankle did too, so I'm just very, very grateful to all these things that conspired to help me through my retreat. Anyway, as I said, I really, really hope that you had a good week too, and that you were able to get into some silent space or some deep space within yourself for whatever creative endeavor you're working on at the moment. I'm going to have some tea now. I've got this fantastic ginger tea. That's ginger black tea. That is really nicer than any other ginger. Well, it's my favourite tea at the moment. I'm sure there'll be other favourite teas at different times. Thank you very, very much for listening to me today. As always, I'm going to post a photograph of some aspect of the snowy week. And I really look forward to talking to you again on Monday.